Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hey guys! I hope that you guys are doing amazing wherever you are. I am so excited to do this video. I just finished doing a liver cleanse and I'm gonna do a video about that as well over the weekend. And so I feel like a little bit of a rejuvenation of energy and vitality, and I just really like just want to get gung-ho about my work again and do more videos and writing. Anyway, so I'm really excited. And of course, if you guys want to support me further, if you like my videos, you can go to my Ko-fi or Patreon link. They're in the description below. In this one, I wanted to speak to you guys about INFJs and people pleasing. It was a question that was asked by one of the viewers, I think on my Instagram, I'm not really sure. Either way, whoever asked the question, thanks for it. People pleasing is definitely one of those demons of an INFJ. It's one of those things that brings us down, brings us back, holds us back. And I think what I told this individual is that I think it's one of the demons that affects unhealthy INFJs. Not that I'm saying I don't get affected by it or that I'm a completely perfect healthy INFJs. I have moments of unhealthiness and then moments of healthiness depending on if I'm taking care of myself or not. But I do notice that when I'm taking care of myself, when I feel good about myself, when I'm doing my work, when I'm feeling good about everything that I'm doing in regards to my creative projects, then people-pleasing is actually a standoff. It's away from me. It's not something that I do a lot of. But when I'm not taking care of myself, when I'm not sleeping enough, eating enough, when I'm not doing the work that I'm meant to be doing, when I'm letting other people dictate my time, then I notice that people pleasing becomes a really big demon in my life. And so I think it's basically the essence of, you know, take care of yourself and, you know, take care of all you're supposed to be doing on this planet and work on the things you're put on this planet to do, and people pleasing will literally disappear from your life. So in general, what people pleasing means, if you guys already don't know, I'm sure all of you are aware of it, but just a brief synopsis of it. It's the idea that when you are moving through the world, you are letting the societal dictates or your parental dictates or your siblings or your spouse or your partner, people like that, other people, not you, but other people around you dictate what you're supposed to be doing. And you're kind of going along with their ideas because you really want to make sure that they're happy. And you assume wrongly, and I know this is a wrong assumption because I've played I've played these games many times in my life. You assume wrongly that if you do what these people ask you to do, that they're going to be happy, not only with you, but in general with their lives. Because they're unhappy people and they're asking you to do something, perhaps they're depressed or they're narcissistic or whatever it might be, and they're in your lives and you love them because they're in your lives, and whatever reason you love them for, they might be family or friends or whatever, and they ask you to do something and you assume wrongly again that if you say no, that they're going to be angry with you and they're going to break off their friendship with you, or your relationship with them is going to suffer, they're not going to be true friends of yours anymore, and you're going to be all alone by yourself sitting in your cave with no one to love you anymore. Now this is obviously, I'm not even exaggerating, this is literally the diatribe that goes on in every INFJ's head whenever they debate whether they should say yes or no to something. It's literally what happens in my head every single time. I think to myself, all right, so this friend of mine has invited me to go to a music festival with them or whatever it might be, a dinner or a thing. And sometimes I want to go and I'm like, yeah, let's go. Okay, awesome. And then sometimes I'm in my head thinking, okay, I really don't want to go. I would prefer not to go. I have things to do and I want to stay at home, or I just don't feel like it, or I'm being lazy. But so I want to say no, but if I say no, then they're going to hate me and they're not going to be friends with me anymore. And then already I have very few friends. If I don't have this friend, then what am I going to do when I actually want to go out and hang out with someone? So I should say yes to them. Otherwise, as I said, you know, I go on with that in my head. But if I say yes, that means I'm not taking care of myself. Basically, I'm being a people pleaser. And the main person you should really be taking care of, you know, the needs and desires of, is yourself, really. I'm not saying to be selfish about it, but literally, who else is going to do it if you don't do it for yourself, right? And so that kind of debate happens in our head as INFJs literally every single day, especially if you're an unhealthy INFJ. When I was younger, I spent hours and hours debating this, hours and hours, especially with my parents and my family, because I really wanted to please my parents. I wanted them to be happy with me. But I realized that no matter what I did, no matter if I was a perfect daughter, I never said anything, I never yelled, I did exactly what they asked me to do. No matter what I did, you know, no matter what happened, they still had more demands and they were never really happy no matter what I did. You know, I could get 100 on every single test and they would still be like, well, you're not really doing that. Or, well, it's fine, but you know, that other person, they got 100 on every test and they were the school champion in track and field or something, you know. And so I realized slowly, and you will realize this as well as time goes on, that no matter what you do, a lot of the people around you that you want to please, that you want to be people pleasers for, they will never be happy no matter what you do. You can do everything right, perfectly everything right, and they will not be happy still. And basically what you're doing is you're wasting your time and effort pleasing and trying to make these people happy when they're really not going to be happy ever. Now, I'm not saying never do anything to please someone around you. That's not the case, obviously. I'm not saying that just do everything for yourself and never try to make other people happy. But know that no matter what you do, do it for yourself, really, rather than other person, because other person's really not going to be happy no matter what you do. The happiness really seriously has to come from the inside. It literally is the rule of this planet that if you think you're going to make someone else happy, you're not. If they're happy on their own, or if the happiness comes from within them, yes, they will be happy. But if you're trying to make someone else happy by doing something, it's an absolute no-no, because it's not going to make them happy. And especially if you didn't really want to do that item, but you're doing it by force or because you think that it's going to change this person's life, just stop it. Just stop doing that, because you're wasting your time and effort. I can give you a very easy example from my own life. For the longest time, as I said, I tried to please my parents and live by their rules and kind of try to follow their dictates and thought that that would make them happy. My parents are, as most people on this planet are, very unhappy people because and they fight with each other all the time. They are happy in their own way, but also really, really extremely, they were very unhappy when I was younger, very, very unhappy. But they were also very young people, you know, they were young parents and they were trying their best. So I'm not saying anything to berate them, but they were unhappy people. I thought as a child, as all children do, that if I lived a good life and I did everything they asked me to do and if I was a perfect daughter and if I made sure that my brother and sister were the perfect son and daughter as well, that they would be happy. But of course, as you guys know, the end of the story is that they weren't. They were still unhappy, no matter what I did. And even now, no matter what we do as children, as adults even, like it doesn't matter to them. They're always unhappy because they're unhappy people. Because happiness comes from the inside out. And if they're not going to do anything to change their lives and to change their perspective, then you can't do anything for them. And I realized that. And now, no matter what I do, I'm not doing it for them. If I'm doing something for them, it's because I want myself to feel better, or I'm doing it for myself. So if I'm going to visit my family because they really like me, like seeing me, I'm doing it for myself because I like it too. I'm not doing it for them, I'm doing it for myself. If I buy something for my mom because she really wants it, I'm doing it for myself. I'm doing it because it makes me happy, not because it makes her happy. The fact that she becomes happy perhaps or doesn't is a side effect. That doesn't matter. The most important thing is I'm doing it for myself. I'm going to visit them for myself. I'm spending time with them for myself. I'm playing games with them for myself. I go and visit them three or four times or two or three times a year for myself. Everything is for me. And this might seem pretty selfish, but again, the idea is that the ripple effect will take place. And yeah, my family is much happier now because of the fact that I'm taking care of myself and also them in the process. But it doesn't matter to me. Either way, the point is that they have to take care of their happiness themselves. No matter how much people pleasing you do, you're not gonna save anyone around you, and you're not gonna change anyone around you. You're basically wasting, as I said, wasting your time, money, energy, whatever it might be. If you think people pleasing is gonna do anything, it's not. It's only gonna make you unhappy, and it's not gonna change anyone else's life or happiness level or whatever you're looking to change. So my advice to you, as you guys can imagine, is if you are a people pleaser right now, really try to think about it this way. All of your people pleasing efforts till now, have they resulted in any change in the people around you? And I can bet you the answer is no. Because the more you try to people please, the more people are unhappy around you. Because literally, you cannot change their vibration level. They have to do it themselves. You cannot do it for them. They have to do it for themselves. Even therapists, when you go to a therapist, they aren't doing the work for you. You're doing the work yourself, all the conversations and the reflection and all that stuff. And that's how you change from within yourself. They're not doing anything for you. They're just acting as a mirror. So that's what you can do for these people as well. You can act as a mirror. You can be happy yourself, take care of yourself. And perhaps watching you being amazing and living your amazing life, they will want to change themselves as well. Right? But that's the only thing you can do for them, really. People pleasing does not help you, does not help the other person, doesn't help the world, doesn't help anything. The main thing with people pleasing is that you're not living your authentic life. And if you're not living your authentic life, then the world is shitty in general for you as well. Because if you're not living your true self, then what is the point of being alive on this planet anyways then? Like really, what is the point? I hope this makes sense. I know that this is a topic probably that a lot of you guys are dealing with. If you want me to do a further video on this, I can, about the relationship between people-pleasing and authenticity. It's a big relationship, and I'm sure a lot of you guys are aware of it. But people-pleasing is the opposite of authenticity. Really, it is the complete paradigm opposite of it. Again, if you want me to do a further video on it, then please comment below, and I shall do so. If you want to support me further, you can do that by going to my Patreon or Ko-fi link. They're in the description below, and I shall see you guys the next time around. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shaka. Bye for now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.